This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, women's legal right on husband in the Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the women's legal rights on the husband in the Islamic lifestyle. When we look at the Islamic teachings, it is necessary upon the man or the husband to pay the dowry to the wife. And it has been necessary because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this money for the wife that after the marriage, if she wants to spend it in any place where she wants to buy anything, or she wants to enjoy the money that she has got after the marriage, she could do that, and she should not be waiting for the husband to maybe pay something to her. Therefore, Allah has made this necessity upon the man to give or pay the dowry to the wife after the marriage. Another responsibility or the right of the woman is that it is necessary for the man to provide the security in the family. He must provide the security. The family must be secure. The place where they're living must be secure. So she feels secure when she's living with her husband. She must feel secure at the place where she's living. As per the wealth or the money, as per the life, she must feel secure. She must not feel insecure in financial terms. She must not feel insecure in the terms of life, or she must not feel that she is in the danger. Therefore, it is necessary upon the husband to provide the security to the wife so that she can have a peaceful life living with him, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We'll be talking about the topic of the woman's legal right on the husband in the Islamic lifestyle. Now, one of the other rights of the woman is that the man or the husband must not lack of zeal. He must not lack of zeal. He must take care of his wife. He must not allow his wife to be in a place where everyone can see. Unfortunately, when I talk about the Western culture, the non-Islamic culture, today we see that the man likes his wife to basically put on makeup, put on the unethical clothes and go out, and he show off his wife to the people that look how beautiful wife do I have, or the girlfriend, for example, like if we're talking about the non-Islamic culture. This is forbidden in Islam. The wife and the husband, they must adorn themselves for each other. The wife must adorn herself for the husband. Therefore, this lack of zeal will result in the corruption. You know, other people who are looking at someone's wife, who are looking at someone's, honor, at someone's zeal. So it is not permissible in Islam. Therefore, Islam says that the man must provide a secure place to the woman, and the man should show him being the man of the house. He should protect his wife from the sights of the people, from the gaze of the people, from the talks of the people, from any kind of insecurity in which she is uncomfortable, or where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that this will bring disrespect for you. So if woman is in hijab, she's observing hijab, she's observing veil, that is a dignity or the respect for the woman herself. And it brings that dignity and respect for the husband as well. So therefore, it is necessary for the husband to secure his family from such consequences, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.